Mission with the result of the poster. So first of all, I would like to congratulate all the people presenting posters. We appreciate the high quality of the poster as usual and the high quality of the work. And unfortunately, we have to choose between all the posters. And it was a difficult task, but we decided that the first place is for Rajkov for the fusion reaction with light neutron-rich nuclei, pathway to synthesize a new EV nuclei. And we have congratulations. And we have at the second place, we have two posters ex aequo. So we have the shells presented by Anela Kutsenova. And the second ex aequo is Madumarov for chemical investigation of the super heavy elements copernicium and flerium, kinetic study on the mercurium-selenium interaction using inverse thermography. So thank you very much again, and the first place will be presented at the next scientific council. So thank you again, and good luck for the future, and please continue to work to do the excellent job you present us. So now we have to go to the. We are going to the closed session. So we have to discuss the agenda for the next PAC meeting. I think first of all we have to discuss for the agenda for the date. Sorry, a proposal is June 14 and 15. If it is okay for you.
Fabrice already told the other member yesterday that in June I have a long run experiment in Finland, and this will start around June 10. So, and I will be obviously busy for the whole month of June. So, it would have been better for me to try to anticipate as much as possible in June, but obviously I don't want to constrain clearly. Because unfortunately, June is becoming more often for me a period for experiment. Also, in 2016, 1 year ago, it was the same problem. But this is the situation. But should not be a constraint for everyone else. Because if people are aware of that date, it's fine, obviously.
Okay, thank you, Emmanuel. We try to take it into account, but what are the choices?
Yes, sir, you can decide. So for now, these days are taken as a PAC 19 and 20, and 26 and 27.
Otherwise,
this is Monday and Tuesday. Our PAC never take Monday and Tuesday. And also, week of June 19, is all directorate will be in Kazakhstan, I think.
This week, all directorate.
This week is not available. So
I cannot end of the last week of June. I cannot.
Yes, so, but you can take even early, maybe 7 and 8.
Earlier, 7 and 8 will be better for you.
I'm very much afraid this can be a problem, because 7, in any case, it's for me the start, the beginning, the preparation of the experiment. So I would not really push very much on following my constraint, because the beam time has been somehow scheduled. But then if there is some change, so they anticipate, then I'll be in trouble. So I don't want to force a constraint and then I don't come in any case.
Okay.
If 14 and 15 is fine. You know what I mean. Okay, we changed the pack for you and then you didn't come. Okay, but this is the problem.
Okay, thank you.
This is the problem.
But anyway, May is too early. So end of May is too early for PAC.
So do we keep 14, 15 June? Unfortunately for you, Emmanuel. For other people, for other people is okay. Yes. Okay. So we decide. Do you have a special request for the next agenda?
Yeah, it would be nice to see the progress of the DC 280 new
site. Visit on the site for okay. Okay.
Sorry. I have one request to visit Frank Lab, but I will not submit the request now. I will submit the request for January. Okay. The Frank Lab to see the neutron facility and so on, which I've seen only on the paper, but not.
We visited the Frank Laboratory last time.
Yeah, because I was not here last time. This is the problem. Okay.
In addition to the request of DC-200, do you have other request?
I think it might be broader than just a cyclotron, but really a super heavy element factory in general. So with the experimental, the status of the experimental facilities, there's of course the accelerator with ion sources and so on. A little bit more in detail that it was presented this time. Mm-hmm. Also target developments, this is important because yeah, we know that it's limited by target developments.
Fine. Maybe we could have also some update about the result near the Kaledin nuclear power plant because some result of DANCE was presented during the last summer conference. Maybe we could have some presentation about DANCE status. Okay, Sam. Okay. So thank you. Now we have to work on the recommendations. So do you need some time to work more on the recommendations? And so we can work for half an hour on the recommendation and after. We'll do as usual, we will put on the screen the recommendation and read it all together and correct it all together. So let's have half an hour to try to converge on your part and then we will go work all together.
But I think you can give also your parts to interpreter. So
yeah.
he will put it inside of the text.
Yeah.
And then maybe you can work final hour, you can work all together within. Making final remarks.
Okay, I will go with to meet you to see what you are on your recommendation before. I will go around the table.
So let's say 11:40 you have this time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, at 11:40 we will start to read all together the final recommendation.
No, maybe to hear your version to.
Okay. Yes, and after we will read all together.
Yes, early. If you are ready, you can
yes.
Read early.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Like a golf club, no?
Just to do it.
can do it from here.
I see.
Okay. Yes,
okay. But no mouse. This is complicated. Then. So maybe it's better if you see there.
Okay, otherwise I can do it line by line.
Yes. Perhaps you will take the text.
Yes.
A printed text. Also.
Printed text with me. Okay.
It will be better for you. Ça sera.
Merci. Parfait. Merci.
Okay. Je peux le contrôler.
Okay.
Okay, dear colleagues. Okay. Ah, for the most.
Как вчера была мышка? Вчера схвали мышку. Клаву кто вчера мышку? Вот вся мышка.
Она работает?
Вот она эта мышка.
А, все, нормально.
Окей. Окей. Ah, okay, wonderful.
I think this is enough.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
Okay, dear colleagues, so I propose we read together the conclusion.
If this is final version, so check first.
Yes.
You know, last time we had some...
I think it's... Where is the mouse?
Yes.
Ah, the mouse is...
I think it's, yes. It seems like it's the last one.
I think so. I think recommendation.
А не надо переключать.
No, I think we have the last version.
Right.
Okay.
He recommends that you save it as often as possible. You put it, after change, you put Control S to save it.
To save it. Okay.
Just in case.
Okay. Just in case. Okay. Thank you. So, okay, dear colleagues, let's start to read the recommendation. So I read it and you give me your correction. So first preamble, it was with extreme sadness that the PAC noted and expressed its condolence on the passing away of Professor Walter Greiner, an outstanding nuclear theorist and chairperson of the PAC for nuclear physics since 2007. The chairperson of the PAC meeting, Fabrice Picmal, welcomed the PAC members, the ex-officio members from GINR and the member of GINR directorates. F. Picmal presented an overview of the implementation of the recommendations taken at the previous meeting. GINR Vice Director Maria Itkis informed the PAC about the resolution of the 119th session of the Session Scientific Council, Dubna, September 2016, and the decision of the Committee of Plenipotentiaries, Krakow, Poland, November 2016. The PAC is pleased to note that most of the recommendations of the previous PAC meeting concerning GINR research in the area of nuclear physics have been accepted by the GINR Scientific Council and Directorate.
Fabrice?
Yes?
Yeah, we had here rather the question, because the PAC is pleased to note that most of the recommendations, we didn't check this very carefully, but we think that probably all recommendations were accepted. If there are any exceptions, we should in principle know that, yeah,
okay.
and identify. So the question is, can we skip that most of the recommendations and just write the recommendations?
I agree. If everybody
but
agrees.
This is rather the question which should be confirmed or not. But I think that, yeah.
Okay.
The Scientific Council didn't say no to our recommendations.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So can do it.
Okay, is that a recommendation? Like that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The Program Advisory Committee for Nuclear Physics congratulated Professor Medvedev on his re-election as director of the Joint Institute for Nuclear Research for a second term of 5 years and wished him much success in leading this institute. Recommendation on support of young scientists at GINR. The PAC heard a report on the support of young scientists at GINR presented by Shudoba. The PAC notes the importance of work for... Yes?
You don't need to... the last one. And wish him success. You can remove much. It's
and wish him success. Okay.
Yeah. That's not necessary.
Thank you. The PAC notes the importance of work for attracting and training young scientists at the Institute. The PAC strongly supports the policy of the GINR Directorate in this direction. Recommendations. The PAC recommends that the GINR Directorate extend the training PhD program for all the member states and associate member states. The PAC also recommends that a postdoctoral research fellowship program be implemented at GINR. Okay. Recommendation on the theme physics of light meson. In accordance with the recommendations at the last session of the, on the evaluation of the future research of the physics of light mesons, the PAC heard a report on the theme physics of light mesons presented by Kulikov. The theme includes three projects, COMET, GDH, PASCHARM, SPRING.
Excuse me, Chair. I think, and Ivan, on that issue of the Sodium slow, can you just go back on the PAC recommends that the postdoctoral fellowship program, I mean, you can remove the research. I mean, it's assumed that the postdoctoral program is the research. Because I was wondering whether should we not add, because if you say you recommend, why do we justify that? Or is that just okay like this? You know, in line with, you know, to allow an appropriate development of the next generation. I'm not sure. Because it's just a statement without any justification. It's just an afterthought, but I'm open to...
You mean to add something here?
Yes.
At the end?
Yes.
In the idea that it is could be a way to select the most brilliant people for the future of GINR?
Exactly. In order to address the question of... In order to address early career scientists.
Okay. What do you propose to add?
In order, right?
In order?
To address double D, yeah? The growth of early career.
The?
Growth.
The growth.
Or increase. Or growth, rather. Growth.
The growth. The.
Of early career.
Of?
Researchers. Early, as in early.
Sorry.
Early. Yeah, career researchers.
Research.
Eva? I think it's a kind of justifies it because just a statement on its own is.
Yes. Sorry? Of light mesons. You mean? So everybody agree with this recommendation for... Okay. So let's continue with the recommendation of the theme of light physics. So in the GDH SPARSHARM project, the GINR physicists are responsible for the development and for the development, construction and maintenance of the frozen polarized targets for the spin studies at accelerator in mice and Pronovino. The participants of this project are world leading experts in developing such targets. At the previous meeting of the PAC, the extension of the project for 2017-2019 was recommended. In the SPRING project terminated in 2016, much attention was given to experiments at the Anke setup at the COSY accelerator in Jülich. The concluded studies of the polarized proton and deuteron interaction with the jet polarized targets have produced numerous new data about the hadron interaction dynamics through the measurement of spin observables. The Anke plus COSY complex was a unique instrument at the world-class level for spin studies at intermediate energies. Therefore, the participants have to complete the analysis of the collected data in order to extract as much as possible valuable information. Within the Spring project alone, was the last 5 years, there were 28 papers published in leading physics journals. The COMET project is under preparation at the G-Park accelerator and helps at searching for muon to electron conversion, which is a lepton flavor fluidulation process and manifests physics beyond the standard model. The participants from GINR have made important technical contributions by constructing the straw tube detector and testing the LISO crystals for the calorimeter. In the TRITO experiment at the DLN PFASOTRON, the studies of muon catalysis in a fusion reaction in the PT muon system were concluded in 2016. Two successful runs were carried out and all three non-reaction channels were detected, from which the channel E plus and minus had not been observed before. And a new channel with emission of 2 gammas was discovered. Measurements were performed with different concentrations of tritium and in two different detector geometries. The PAC recognizes the significant progress in this experiment and awaits for more detailed presentation of the result at the next PAC meeting. In the MEC-PEN and PNUC experiment at the PSI and DLNP accelerator, analysis of the previously collected data took place. In the PEN experiment, the GINR physicist participated in the analysis of the muon decay to E gamma. The final result will appear in 2017. In MEG, a new upper limit of the neutrino-less decay muon to E gamma was established at 4.2 10 to minus 13 and published in 2016. MEG is now continued as MEG 2, aiming at a 10 times reduced upper limit of the decay. The PAC expects final report on the result of PEN and PNUC.
Yes?
Wait, there is. A few lines above, it says in the PEN experiment, it is in the MEG experiment. The GNR physicist participated in analysis of mu gamma decay.
Yes.
Either this will be, but maybe it should not be there mu gamma decay, but pi e nu decay. Definitely PEN experiment was pi e nu. Or if mu gamma is meant, then what it should say in the MEC experiment.
Sorry, I did not catch the point.
More important is the MEC experiment.
The most important.
MEC comes below, so it should say. It should really not say mu e gamma decay. It should say pi e nu decay. The mu has to be replaced by a pion. A line above.
Here?
Yeah, here. The mu is a pi.
Is a pi, okay.
Pi e nu. Now it's correct.
Pi, okay.
Pi.
Not completely, because there is a pi e v here. So it should be gamma.
Well, I mean...
Here, pi.
Pi e nu gamma, huh? Pi
yes.
E nu is the main decay, yeah. Which was studied.
This should be pi.
So this should be a pi, yeah. Okay, you can say it this way, yeah. Okay.
Lettre grec. Okay, I can select P. Okay, just one more. Okay, can you? Sorry.
Careful. Now, very good. Good. Now it's correct.
Now it's okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So. Thank you. The PAC earns the status of the mu experiment to study solid state matter using the mu SR method with negative mu and noted the obtained good results. Recommendation. The PAC recommends approval of the report on the term physics of light mesons and particularly appreciates the significant results obtained in the terminated Project Spring and the great success in the Triton experiment and in the MEG experiment. The PAC recommends extension of the TEM until the end of 2017 in order to complete all the studies and activities within this TEM. The PAC looks forward to hearing final reports on the results obtained in the MEG-PEN, PNUC, and Triton experiments. The PAC recommends continuation of the muon to E gamma search into the MEG2 project. The PAC recommends that the DNLP Directorate provide funding for the GDH SPATCHARM project until the end of 2019 and present information about this at the next meeting of the PAC. Okay. Recommendation on the factory of super heavy elements. The PAC heard with great interest the report by Mitref on the status of construction of the factory of super heavy elements. The PAC appreciates the high space in the installation in the DC-280 cyclotron and its major technological systems. In accordance with the schedule, the accelerator commissioning will start in December 2017. Implement. Yes? Ah, the progress. Okay. I appreciate the progress of the installation. Implementation of such a tight schedule will require maximum concentration of financial and human resources of Flerov Laboratory. Recommendation. The PAC recommends that the FLNR Directorate take all necessary measures to ensure the launch of the SHE factory as a schedule. A more detailed presentation of the cyclotron ion source, high power target and detection system developments for the SHE factory should be presented at the next PAC meeting. Okay? 7 years plan for the development of GINR for 2017-2023. The PAC took note of the report by Rusakovich on the main directions of research planned at GINR for 2017-2023 in the field of nuclear physics. This includes construction and operation of the SHE factory, modernization of IREN, promotion of international cooperation in experiments carried out by GINR, in particular Baikal, Shells, and Akulina II. Contribution to non-accelerator physics experiment. Recommendation. The 7-year plan for the development of GINR for 2017-2023, to the discussion of which the PAC for nuclear physics has contributed together with the other PACs, was approved at the recent session of the Committee of Plenipotentiaries in November 2016. The PAC wishes the directorate and staff of GINR much success in the implementation of this ambitious plan. We remove much. Okay. In the follow-up of this plan, it will be useful to present an evolution of the budget and human resources, scientists and technical staff, as well as an updated schedule for nuclear physics projects and activities at future meetings of the PAC. So, no comments. Scientific reports. The PAC heard with interest the report GINR neutrino program, Baikal neutrino experiment toward high energy neutrino astronomy presented by Chey Bonoff. Baikal GVD is a cubic kilometer scale neutrino telescope, NT-1000, which is currently under construction in Lake Baikal. The array will be formed by multi-megaton subarrays cluster of strings. The first full-scale GVD cluster was deployed and started operation in April 2016. The PAC supports the effort of the GNR Directorate to include the Baikal GVD experiment in the S3 roadmap and recommends close cooperation with the KM3Net network. The PAC heard with interest the report cluster approach to the structure of EV nuclei presented by Schmidman. A new original model was developed, which takes into account both deformation and cluster degrees of freedom. The use of the model allows one to explain observed excitation spectra and angular momentum dependency of the parity splitting and electromagnetic transition probabilities for a number of radium, thorium, uranium, and plutonium isotopes.
Schneidmann is written with SH.
Sorry? Ah, SH.
As I know.
Okay, that's correct. Okay, thank you. Poster sessions, the PAC appreciated the high quality of presentation of new results and proposal by young scientists in the field of nuclear physics research. The best posters selected are fusion reaction with light neutron-rich nuclei, pathway to synthesis new heavy nuclei presented by Rashkov, chemical investigation of the super heavy elements copernicium and flerium, kinetic studies on the mercurium-selenium interaction using inverse thermochromatography presented by Madumorov, and shells presented by Kutnesova. The PAC recommended the poster fusion reaction for light neutron-rich nuclei for presentation at the session of the Scientific Council in February 2007. Visit to VLHEP, the member of the PAC, thanks the Directorate of the Weckler and Baldin Laboratory of High Energy Physics for the organization of the visit of this laboratory to get acquainted with the progress of implementation of the NICA project. Next meeting of the PAC. The next meeting of the PAC for nuclear physics will be held on June 14th, 15th, 2017. Its tentative agenda will include reports and recommendations on themes and projects to be completed in 2017. Final report on the scientific results obtained in the experiment in MEG, PEN, PENUC, and TRITON. Consideration of new projects. Poster presentation of new results and proposals by young scientists in the field of nuclear physics research. Scientific reports. Visit to the Flerov Laboratory of Nuclear Reaction.
Patrice, maybe you can add what we have written for the super heavy element factory here.
Yeah.
Because this was the request of the more detailed presentation. So maybe simply the report on the super heavy element factory. Hmm?
Okay.
I would put this a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, progress report. Yeah, indeed.
Report.
Yeah, somewhere here. Yeah, here. Mm-hmm. Sorry? Yes?
Yes.
Yes? I'm not sure if everything can be really shown. No, the target developments, iron source developments will be not seen during the visit, and some other stuff. So this is, I think it's both are important, yeah, because also we requested the involvement of the manpower.
There is
and
mistake in heavy, heavy L, in the word heavy mistake, yeah.
Thank you.
This in the end. I think both are important. Usually the review committees, they are listening on the progress and then making the visit, then adding additional questions. Yeah.
Okay, it's fine for everybody.
So do you want the printed version to read it finally? And
I think it's fine.
No need?
Okay. Okay, in this case...
So we will print one, at least one version, so yeah. You have to sign, and yeah. I think... And we have a full set and one PM.
Okay.
Okay.
So, thank
you... So
you
have free time for half an hour.
Okay, thank you to the...
Yes.
So we have finished, so thank you to all the PAC members and to the Directorate of JNR. Thanks a lot.
Me too, I would like to thank all of you. Well, it's a good job, very nice atmosphere, and wish to you the good trip back, and see you next time. And also, I should say, probably just now, that our interpreter, Svetlana, has today the birthday. So...
Well, thank you again, and in half hour we'll have some kind of farewell party, one floor down. Thank you.
JPEG members.
Send it to